Let's finish with some good news. A Norwich curry restaurant has won a major award. The Norwich Repair Cafe is celebrating its 30th workshop. Three Norwich pubs have been recommended as top-rated spots for a drink, and two Norfolk train lines have been identified as among the most picturesque lines in the UK. Tim will read the first of these uplifting news stories.
A curry restaurant in Norwich has been named among the best in the country at a prestigious national award ceremony. Spice Valley in Magdalen Street won the Curry Restaurant of the Year in the East of England at the English Curry Awards 2025. The awards ceremony, in its 14th year, celebrated the winners at the East Side Rooms in Birmingham on Monday evening. Wally Ulla, the owner of the Spice Valley, said, "Being acknowledged at the English Curry Awards is truly an honour. We've built a remarkable reputation through hard work and an unwavering commitment to excellence." The curry restaurant has won the award previously.
A city group teaching people how to fix things and reduce waste has celebrated a landmark event. The idea of repairing has grown in popularity, especially with the airing of regular television show The Repair Shop. And now Repair Cafe Norwich has marked hosting its 30th workshop, a clear sign of the rise in make do and mend. Mr. Sweet said, "I'm passionate about making Norwich a more sustainable place and think it's important to fight back against a growing reliance on replacing things that could easily be fixed with a little bit of know-how. Volunteers fix broken items such as clothes, furniture, electrical appliances, bicycles, crockery and toys. The cafe aims to help the people of Norwich keep things out of landfill, helping the environment and saving a lot of money. The Repair Cafe relies completely on donation."
It was once known as a city that had a different pub to visit every day of the year. Though this may no longer be true, Norwich still has no shortage of award-winning drinking spots to visit. And now the fine city has been named as the fifth easiest place to grab a pint outside of Greater London, boasting an average of 33 pubs per 1,000 hectares. The study, by Local Digital, recommended the Fat Cat, the Brewery Tap and the Black Horse as top-rated spots to wet your whistle. Norwich even beats other larger cities in its abundance of boozers, such as Bristol and Manchester, which ranked 6th and 7th respectively. Bristol has about 32 pubs per 1,000 hectares, whereas Manchester has 31. Overall, Blackpool was named as the country's watering hole capital first, with a staggering 37 pubs per 1,000 hectares, a figure 246% higher than the national average.
Two railway lines that run through the East Anglian countryside have been named among the most picturesque in the UK. The Daily Express has published a list of the 7 prettiest train journeys, and the Greater Anglian Line from Lowestoft to Norwich and the Wells and Walsingham Light Railway were both included. The Lowestoft to Norwich route passes several historic sites, including St Olaf's Priory, a 14th century rectory under Croft, which is still in a remarkably good condition. It also follows the Norfolk Broads, so bird watchers should keep an eye out for rare finds, such as pink-footed geese, in the winter. As its name implies, the Wells and Walsingham Light Railway runs from the popular seaside resort of Wells to Walsingham, where the ruins of an old abbey are located. In just half an hour, those on board will pass the beautiful countryside under bridges, travel past a hill fort, and go through a ghost platform, the Express article said. Wildlife lovers will also spot wildflowers, butterflies, birds, brown hare and deer as the train chugs past.